2011, they decided to not to launch Soyuz missions from Vostochny, and this is Soyuz FG vehicle, launch vehicle which used for manned flights. The good thing, the good stuff, they going to launch new generation spacecraft from Vostochny. In 2021, they would have unmanned launch for autonomous mission. In 2023, they're planning two ISS missions. First one, automatic mission. Second one, a crewed one. I'm trying to predict the question, why they cannot launch this from Vostochny and why they intended to launch this spacecraft. The difference in trajectory profile. New Generation Spacecraft Federation has capability to launch itself to orbit after launch escape tower would be dropped. So they can use engines from service module to achieve orbit and land it after one circle. Soyuz doesn't have these capabilities. So this is why they decided to... The whole future of Russian manned program will belong to the spaceport. They eventually will phase out Soyuz launches, manned Soyuz launches from Baikonur. I hope it would happen after, I don't know, 2026. In 2023, they will have maiden mission of this, of new generation spacecraft. Usually they have, they need three successful launches, any cargo or manned, in sequence to declare that launch vehicle is a fit for operation. So they wouldn't decommission Soyuz till, obviously it depends on lifetime of ISS. If ISS would be decommissioned after 2024, I cannot see a reason why Soyuz would fly at all. Because at the moment, it's exclusively used as crew taxi to space station.